Okay. One of my favorite jokes, which you might know as well, as you know, Avram invented chakras, Yitzhak invented Mincha, Yaakov invented Maariv. So why did Yaakov invent Maariv? Answer is, if you had 12 kids at home, wouldn't you want to leave by bedtime? So that is the famous joke. In light of that, Rav Menashe Klein, one of the greatest halachic decisors of the last generation, who died in 2011, the Ungva Rebbe, there was a obituary for him by Rabbi Yair Hoffman in the Five Towns Jewish Times. And in it, he wrote to him, he wrote about Rav Menashe Klein, "Once I asked him about whether there was a stringency in changing a baby with the same hand that one wraps the tefillin straps. He responded in Yiddish, 'By unzer, it is the fry who change babies, so it is nish kein shayla.'" It's the woman who changes, I think if my Yiddish is correct, it is the woman who changes the diapers, and so therefore what's the question? Why is there a question about a man changing diapers? So, with this backdrop in mind, I'd like to read to you a question that Rav Menashe Klein was asked. He asked this question. Rav Menashe Klein, I'll give you a little bit of background about Rav Menashe Klein. Rav Menashe Klein, one of my favorite poskim, his tshuvas are so well written. He authored over 18 volumes of responsa. He spanned over 50 years. He was a survivor of Auschwitz and all the camps in the Holocaust, Rachmana Litzlan. He authored 25 other svarim. And what's interesting about Rav Menashe Klein, which I like to say, is that he died in 2010. So when he was well into his 80s, in the late 1990s, he typed up his own notes. And he would write on a computer. Can you picture Chassidish Rav having survived the Holocaust? I've said this a couple of times when I was coming. I just can't get over this. Sitting there, and he was such a prolific writer. He said, "You need to learn how to write a computer. I could write more Torah." And he typed up his own notes and was able to publish very prolifically. It's something very inspiring for someone who really is. Now, to be clear, he was not a liberal by any stretch of the imagination. The famous story, I'll just tell you my favorite line, probably the only thing I remember from 11th grade in you know, high school, is my Rebbe used to say, Rabbi Rabinowitz used to say to the Brooklyn kids in the class who wanted to hold the Erev in Flatbush. And if you hold the Erev in Flatbush, you have to rely on the Ungva Rebbe, Rav Menashe Klein, against Rav Moshe. So he told them, "Look, you want to hold the Erev in Brooklyn, that's fine, but your wives better shave their heads when they get married." So that was the line of that. I've said that probably numerous times, one of the only things I remember from high school, unfortunately. And that is a great line. But that is the Halakha of Rav Menashe Klein, who argued straight up with Rav Moshe about the Erev in Brooklyn. With this in mind, let me read to you a question that was asked to Rav Menashe Klein, because this is a Havdalah series. Yakarta Mechtavo Igyani. My dear, this Mahalika person, your question has reached me. Bedover Shelaso. What was your question? Isha imuteres lecho kodem avdala b'matzei Shabbos kodesh. You come home from shul. Your wife wants to eat because she's waiting for you to come. Why? Heyoski utarid b'matzei Shabbos kodesh b'chabura lilmod. He's very stark. He doesn't want to come home. He's not coming home for bedtime. So davening's over, Maariv, Matzei Shabbos. Instead of being the first guy out to make it to the movies, he's running, he goes to the Beis Medrash. And he's got a chabura. And he learns for 45 minutes. He says, V'yitin l'cha, with kavanas. And then he goes and he learns and he has a chabura. The poor wife, she's hungry. She made shafif, she benched for Shalosh Shudas an hour and a half ago. And she wants to ready to eat. Can she eat? Very late at night. His wife is waiting for him at boat till he comes to make avdala. She's troubled. She's pained. Says, he says, "I already mentioned a discussion with your brother-in-law." His question is brother-in-law. it appears to me Nira Lesser. She can't eat at all. So then the questioner wrote back to me and said, what do you mean? It's usher to eat? He says, you only said to me, presumably it's usher to eat. But did you look into the sugya? This is what Rav Menashe Klein is telling him. The questioner says, no, my wife's really nagging me. You know, she really wants to eat. Is there any leniency you could find for us to let her eat? He says, Imkein ulai mishku, maybe I made a mistake, he says, v'imtzi lanu. And the questioner said, I'll support my leniency from the Eshel Avram Mibuchach. Eshel Avram Mibuchach was one of the great Rabbanim in the days when he, I wrote down when he died. He's 1770 to 1840. Rabbi Avram David Warman of Buchach, who is interesting that he was started to be, he started off his life as a Litvak. A very strong Litvak, anti-Chassidus, and then I think Rabbi Yitzchak Mibaraditchov kind of like, or other one of the other Chassidus Rebbes, sure, kind of like brought him on to the other side over here. So his Torah is very, dark side, a good side, however you want to look at it. But his Torah is very Litvish, but his Hanhagas ended up being very Chassidish. So the Eshel Avram Mibuchach wrote a sefer called the Ezer Mekudish. And listen to what... Listen to what Rav Menashe Klein writes about the Ezer Mekudesh. He says, "Ve'emtzi lanu divrei ha'Ezer Mekudesh. We found this Ezer Mekudesh. Hakasav ha'yos di'eshomrim dinashim peturus lagamri l'avdala." Remember, we gave a chabur a few weeks ago. Women may be completely putter from avdala. So, if they completely putter from avdala, why? What are they waiting for? He says, "I don't understand." He says, they could just say, it's only a suffix if they're chayiv or not, it's the rabbanon. And specifically, they're not even doing anything. Olechein, the Ezer Mekudesh wants to say, Rabbi Eshel Avram Mibuchach, Lahakil, you could be Mekil. Okay. Just that it's fine. So the Ezer Mekudesh in the early 1800s says, found this Ezer Mekudesh. Now I tried to find this Ezer Mekudesh online to look at it inside. I was unsuccessful. Hebrew Books only has his volume on Gittin. And, I mean, Eshel Avram Mibuchach's actual sefer is in the back of Aruch Chaim, but his sefer Ezer Mekudesh is a separate sefer. I couldn't locate it. I looked on Otzer HaChachma. It also only has a sefer on Gittin. So there has got to be another volume of the Ezer Mekudesh in which he's quoting from, because it quotes Simon Samach Beis. I couldn't find it. But taking, be it as it may, we have the Mishnah Halacha's version of the Ezer Mekudesh, who says it's permitted. So everything should be great. Go home now and everything will be fine. And you tell your wives it's all permitted. You don't want to stay for the next few lines. Comes along Rav Menashe Klein and says, that's ridiculous. How could it be that you're dealing with fire over here? You're playing with fire. Why? Literally and figuratively. Because why? What is the punishment we saw last week for someone who eats or drinks before Avdallah? We said it's askara. It's like this choking disease for someone who violates this prohibition. Now, why? I'm not sure exactly. But spiritual, physical, heebie-jeebie, I'm not sure. But the Gemara said, you're dealing with askara. So you go tell your wife, sure, dear, it's totally fine to rely on the Ezer Mekudesh to eat before Avdallah, but just so you know, if you start choking, I'm not even going to call it solo because you're out. Don't do this at home, says Rav Menashe Klein. We have a... Okay, we're going to get to that. Let me get to that. We said it was very bad for women to make avdol themselves. Why? Because maybe they're not chayiv. And if they're not chayiv, it's a bracha v'atala. So we said, preferably, there's like a recap of all our chaburas. Preferably, we said she should wait for the man to do it. Of course, if there's a woman who lives alone and there's no one else to make it, so we said it's better she make avdol. But that's a bidyeved. Here, why can't the wife wait for another hour? So she'll wait for her husband. No, we wait for our wives all the time. I'm Avin Yavin, right? That was one of the lessons I remember from Rabbi Lulig Shir. He said, I was early admission, so it wasn't so shaykh
to me to for marriage. I was 17 years old at that point, but the other guys in the shir were older. And he said, "Let me tell you what's going to happen." He says, "I can picture him saying this. Let me tell you what's going to happen. The first week of Sheva Brachos, your wife's going to be waiting. You're going to wait to go to Sheva Brachos, and your wife's going to be fiddling with their sheitel. She's not going to get it on. She's not going to know how to put it on. It's going to up. It's going to up." And you're sitting there waiting. It's 20 minutes late, 30 minutes late. He says, "No Talmud of mine." You could picture by Wilg's voice. "No Talmud of mine is going to yell at his wife in that situation." He says, "You should know you're going to be late because you're not going to know how to put on the sheitel at all." That's what he said. So anyway, so why can't she wait for you over here for Avdala? So says Rav Menashe Klein. He says, "I'll tell you." He says, "Lefiza kevan de birayinu bezer shemis baruch dinashim chayavis pavdala." According to some why do you need a reason to tell you it's permitted? Let me ask you a question. You play with fire. We have a rule that chamira meisura. Sakona is more strict than Isser. So maybe Isser and Heter, you could play games and be lenient, not be so strict about. But here you're dealing with a choking disease. Why would you tell your wife she can eat before Havdalah? Okay, so that's definitely a sakana. He's going to come out with what he says. Remember, he's a chassid shaposik over here. He's not worried about the wife starting up with the husband. And he says like this. He goes on and he says one more line. He says, "Mikom makom." He says, "What am I supposed to do?" After he rips the Ezer Makudish, he says, "Look, Heliga Eshel Avram Mibuchach." Ezer Makudish said it. He says, "Ein ani omer chas v'shalon kibli daiti." I'm not saying you have to listen to me. You want to follow the Ezer Makudish, you can, but you ask me what to do, I would tell her, definitely don't have her eat before Havdalah. Fine. Then he goes on, he says, "I've got an idea. Tell your wife, solve all the problems." What are you going to tell your wife? No? Okay, he doesn't like that idea. He doesn't like the making of Havdalah. Now, what's the Eitzah? No? Okay, so I don't say that because you have to come back next week for that. Don't say keep shalashes going. How about we just say let's make it cleaner? Because the question is, a woman allowed to keep shalashes going? What she's allowed to eat? We'll leave that for another week. But let's make it easier, an easier, cleaner case. Just have a humongous shalashuris right before shkia. How hungry can you be? Let's even the husband learns for an extra hour. If you eat and you finish right by shkia, even if for a woman, so she's going to have to wait an hour and a half without eating anything. Okay, 2 hours without eating anything. You could go 2 hours without eating anything. But he says, listen to this. He says, go home and tell your wife you can't eat, but have a big shalashuris bismana, lefano serev before evening. She won't be so hungry and he'll be able to learn. And he'll have shalom bias. That's what he says. The next tshuva, the questioner wrote back to him and said, this ain't going to work so much. So the questioner said, "I've got another etza. I've got another idea." He says, "How can it ever be that you're going to be so mean to someone and stop someone from eating and they have no antidote? They can't make Havdalah themselves," we said, "l'chadchila. So what's the poor wife supposed to do? She's supposed to rely on someone else to do the mitzvah or to block her from eating before Havdalah? She can't make Havdalah," we said, "because that's not ideal. So what's she supposed to do?" So you're giving a chumrah to her without an answer. Says Rav Menashe Klein, "That's not a problem. We do that all the time. What else do we do that for? I'll tell you, it happened this year to my poor wife, anyone who's got kids who can't stay home by themselves or don't have a babysitter. When does it happen? It happened within the last 2 months.
When you come home late.
2.5 months, yeah.
You want to eat, let's say, Pesach night, you say the soleil or anything.
Okay, but that's to me the same as her. There was a case where my wife got messed over more than I did. No, within the last 2 months. 2 months, yeah. Yeah, okay, Purim's in the last 2 months, yeah. Right? I know, 2.5 months now. Yeah? What happened, Purim?
She couldn't hear the Megillah
right away because I babies at home. So I heard the Megillah. I broke my fast right after I heard Megillah. And what did she do? She had to go hear the Megillah again.
So there's a terim, she's allowed to have a little bit of food, if there's a shomer, but really, says Rav Menashe Klein, that's an example. Can she read the Megillah herself? Okay, that's a whole other discussion. According to many with Chachila, she should not. And so even if she knows that Elaine, she's very talented, she's stuck. Because really, she's not supposed to ideally read it herself, but yet, she can't hear it, she can't eat, until she hears Megillah from someone else. So again, you don't have this problem. Because if you want to eat right away, what do? You don't want to sit in someone's drang azoy with the Megillah. You just learn how to read the Megillah, and the second Tzeis HaKochavim comes, you have Davar Maariv, and you run into your own little private room, and you read the Megillah in 17 minutes. That's my dream, yeah? Okay, and it's not going to happen here, I don't think. Mr. Spear, I don't think he's going to do it in 17 minutes. But the idea is that he's a great Bachori, but he's not trying to do it as super fast. So if you get a super fast, a speeder, you need a 22-year-old younger guy who's very hungry to do it. You know, that's it to do it, huh?
I had that once. We had to go to college. Zevi Younger, Oliver Scholl.
Yeah?
Did it in like 18 minutes.
Yeah, I once did a Chavetz Chaim because I wanted to go collecting. I had something when I was younger. They go very quick. They're collecting, meaning they go very quick. But the point is that you have an option. You can learn Megillah and do it yourself. Your wife doesn't have an option. Says Rav Menashe Klein, doesn't make a difference. So you see, having an option, not having an option, doesn't permit you to eat. That's what he wants to suggest. Correct. So the woman is a girl. There's a terim for her to eat something. My wife had a little bit. She broke her fast, but she didn't have a certain amount of food. That's the heter to do it. But you can't have a meal. You can't have your whole bread, and you really shouldn't have bread at that point. Okay. So you see Rav Menashe Klein. That's his psak. Comes along Rabbi Yashuv and Reb Scheinberg, and they paskin as well that it is forbidden to eat before Havdalah. A wife should wait before Havdalah. That is their psak. The Shmir Shabbos Kochasa paskins this as well, that it's forbidden from eating. Why? Because we paskin halacha maiso. Women are chayv in Havdalah. Why can't they make it themselves? Okay, because we ideally rather them not. But I guess the answer is, if a woman is super hungry, she feels faint, then of course she can make Havdalah herself. But if she's just kvetchy and she wants to wait, she doesn't want to wait that extra hour, according to the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, as well as Rabbi Yashiv, as well as Rabbi Scheinberg, as well as the Mishnah Halachas, she really shouldn't eat before Havdalah because she's chayav in Havdalah, at least with Chumrah. And therefore, why is she eating anyway no different than you are? Especially when it comes to choking hazards. Why are we risking such a danger? Rav Chaim Kanievsky also paskins as well with Chumrah. So do we have any leniencies? That's the question. Any leniency? So I found the Nishma Shabbos of Arfenes, is a Rav in Williamsburg. He paskins like this. He says, I have some reach. He says, V'acha, ein v'yayit she'ish retav d'la'atzma, kodim shetoko. He says, look, he's a Hasidic post. He goes, we're not going to tell the woman to make her own Havdalah. I'm not going that far, he says. Avohacha, havo'achar kach tugwa, because here she could hear from her husband. He says, why would she make Havdalah herself? He says, I'm not going to do such a heter. He says, that I'm not going to say. However, he says, like this, he says, you're not going to allow her to eat. He says, but, says, oh, so I didn't write down this part. I didn't put it. He says, so women can eat. And he says, you can rely on the Ezer Makudish. And he says that there's, to perfectly quotes the Halichas Chaim as well, who's lenient. He says that it's totally fine. He says, is it better for the woman to make Havdalah herself? He says, that much I'm not going to tell you. He says, it's better the woman eat, which is pretty big Kiddush. Better she eat than make Havdalah herself, which I would have thought it's the opposite way. I would have thought if a woman really needs to eat, I would suggest she make Havdalah herself, or maybe the best dates is to go to a neighbor. So maybe a neighbor is not as stark as her husband, and he's not in the base medrash for an hour, or he's not schmoozing after a marav. Maybe he's schmoozing, it's taking a long time. But in most cases, the best dates is really for her to have a larger shalosh shudis. If she can't have a larger shalosh shudis, best answer is to, you know, probably hear from a neighbor. If she can't hear from a neighbor, Rav Nishma Shabbos says she really can eat without having to worry about anything. However, the real leniency over here, he says, the real leniency I would have thought is for her to make avdol herself. Everyone seems to be against that. He mentions one more fact. He says, there's this old wives' tale, says the Nishma Shabbos, which he wants to debunk, he says. This old wives' tale that women say over, if they make a tanai, kodem shetivarech birchas hamazon. So there's something, women have this thing in their head, that if right before they bench for shalosh shudis, if they have in mind, oh, I'm allowed to still eat before avdol, he says, he says that they're allowed to eat before Avdala. He says, less of a dover zeh. He says, I never heard of anything like this, he says. He says, we're more lenient by women. So he comes out that, look, none of these other tricks work. You can't have a trick the woman can make avdol herself. You can't have a trick that she makes a tanai, like, oh, she can make a condition when she benches, I'm still allowed to eat before avdol. He says, don't play games. You want to say, call a spade, you want to be lenient because you're really hungry, he says, maybe there's room to be lenient, but don't make up anything else. I will just end with an interesting tidbit, which I think needs its own topic. Never really looked into it fully, but I'll give you a tidbit where this, you'll file this in your head. What about the Sheva Brachos problem? This is the famous question, the Sheva Brachos problem, which probably needs a whole chabura unto itself. You make Sheva Brachos Shabbos by Shalosh Shudis, and you're singing, and the time you come to make Sheva Brachos, what time is it already? It's already 10 o'clock at night, right? You haven't even done Marv yet, and you've been singing, and whatever it is, very beautiful, the Sheva Brachos. And who drinks the cups? You haven't davened Marv yet. You're making a bracha on those cups, my friend. Yes or no? No, to answer the question. Are you making a bracha of Sheva Brachos on that cup?
Yes.
Okay, so but no one's drinking it. So it's shver. It's very problematic. And there's all chabura which needs to be given on this. So there is an interesting Mahariach which says, I could solve all the problems. How do you solve all the problems? You can't. You're not making avdol yet. How do you solve the problem? You're making Sheva Brachos in this cup. No one's drinking. Let the women drink it. Women might not have a problem about eating before Avdala. So just let her say, Baruch HaMavdom in Kodesh Uchol. She hasn't done Marv. She's not going to done Marv at all. She hasn't heard Avdala. But we just saw this Chabur that says, maybe there's room for women to make to eat before Avdala. So says this Mariach from the late 1800s, early 1900s. And he says that a Kala may drink the wine of Sheva Brachos. Why? Because anyway, it's a machlokas if the Chas and Kala could drink, which we might see. It's give a chabur on that. And it's a machlokas whether women are chayiv in Avdol at all. So for this situation, to solve all the problems, women should drink the cup of Sheva Brachos to avoid any of those problems. That's a whole discussion. The upshot is please tell your wives, your mothers, really it is better not to eat before Avdala. Best dates is, even though it's a woman, this Nishma Shabbos should really only be relied upon in absolute extreme circumstances. Shkoyach.